If a dirt road isn't maintained during a snowstorm, a couple things can happen. The snow can melt and turn the road to mud, or the snow piles up. Either way, you're stuck. And many Navajo are without running water and electricity, so they have to haul water to drink and wood to stay warm. Navajo Nation Department of Transportation spokesman Carl Slater says the Bureau of Indian Affairs typically helps the tribe maintain 1,600 miles of paved roads and almost 6,000 miles of dirt roads.
Hauling water is an issue. There's also elderly folks, and maybe they're a dialysis patient. Maybe they just need to go get their diabetes medication. All of this is hindered when they are not able to maybe even make it to the main road from their dirt road.
And Navajo Nation President Russell Begay says the shutdown isn't just affecting their roads. It's also a problem for food distribution programs, for federally run construction projects, and for the Indian Health Service. Clinics are still operating, but staff has been scaled back.
If this shutdown continues, we will be hurting because of our reliance on federal funds, which we gained through our Treaty of 1868.
Tribes gave up their land, their natural resources, their water rights in exchange for education, health, and economic development funds. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.